At our next session, I asked him to let his body relax, close his eyes, focus his attention inside, and ask that critical part, the one his wife had identified, what it was afraid would happen if he stopped his ruthless judging. After about 30 seconds, he said he felt stupid talking to himself. He didn't want to try some New Age gimmick. He'd come to me looking for empirically verified therapy. I assured him that, like him, I was at the forefront of empirically based therapies, and that this was one of them. He was silent for perhaps a minute before he whispered, "I would get hurt." I urged him to ask the critic what that meant. Still with his eyes closed, Peter replied, "If you criticize others, they don't dare to hurt you. Then, if you are perfect, nobody can criticize you." I asked him to thank his critic for protecting him against hurt and humiliation. And as he became silent again, I could see his shoulders relax and his breathing become slower and deeper. He next told me that he was aware that his pomposity was affecting his relationships with his colleagues and students. He felt lonely and despised during staff meetings and uncomfortable at hospital parties. When I asked him if he wanted to change the way that angry part threatened people, he replied that he did. I then asked him where it was located in his body, and he found it in the middle of his chest. Keeping his focus inside, I asked him how he felt toward it. He said it made him scared. Next, I asked him to stay focused on it and see how he felt toward it now. He said he was curious to know more about it. I asked him how old it was. He said about 7. I asked him to have his critic show him what he protected. After a lengthy silence, still with his eyes closed, he told me that he was witnessing a scene from his childhood. His father was beating a little boy, him, and he was standing to one side thinking how stupid that kid was to provoke his dad. When I asked him how he felt about the boy who was getting hurt, he told me that he despised him. He was a weakling and a whiner. After showing even the least bit of defiance to his dad's high-handed ways, he inevitably capitulated and whimpered that he would be a good little boy. He had no guts, no fire in his belly. I asked the critic if he would be willing to step aside so we could see what was going on with that boy. In response, the critic appeared in full force and called him names like wimp and sissy.